try one that we haven't played since November. This song I got out of a folk song book. This one folk song book I got, my parents got me back probably 1970, maybe 68 or something. They gave me this book. It was the Folk Songs of West Virginia by Patrick Gaynor. A lot of songs that are in lots of other folk songs, but for some reason, I keep going back to that. Finding things that seem really new to me. And, you know, as bluegrass musicians, we have to play at least one train song, which we did, or a murder ballad, which we're about to do. Or we lose our license.
What about a murder-suicide?
These murder ballads, you know, it's like the unwritten thing is that she got pregnant, so I threw her in the river and drowned her. I think that's it. This is more involved and sort of more. It's kind of surprised me when I got to the end of the story. Twist. Folk music really has everything. It has, you know, robbing and stealing, you know, suspense, car chases. Gospel singing.
Where is it?
As Bill Monroe said, Pete, why did you leave it? Anyway, this one even has incest in it. Sort of potential incest.